Welcome to the Get Your Energy Back podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Hansen. As a life coach, invisible illness warrior, and kidney transplant recipient, I've navigated the waters of chronic fatigue for nearly a decade and can help you feel more energized and alive than ever before. In this podcast, we dive deep into topics that can help you boost your energy levels and live a more vibrant life. Whether you're looking to overcome limiting beliefs, improve your relationships, gain a better understanding of what is affecting your energy levels, or simply find more joy and fulfillment in your life, the Get Your Energy Back podcast is the perfect place to start. So sit back, relax, and join me on this journey towards a more energized, balanced, and vibrant life.
Welcome to today's show. I was thinking that I'd do a little something different today. I did a podcast a long time ago, one of the very first podcasts, talked about some of my first life coaches that I had and what I learned from them. So I wanted to do a little bit of an update and to tell you what I have learned from my coaches. And I hope that from what I've learned can help to spark some things that maybe you want to learn or you have learned from other people in your life and start to really recognize that and use it as fuel and ammunition for what you really want. Whether it's that energy back, really feeling good in your body again, if it's a wonderful relationship with a spouse or children, if it's more money in your bank account, if it's a new job, a new career, if it's a move that you want to take, whatever it is, whatever you want to create, I hope that what I teach you today is going to help you to get closer to what it is that you are truly desiring. So the very first thing that I have learned collectively from all of the dozens of coaches that I have had is that I am powerful. I used to think that things happened to me. I used to think that everybody was kind of out to get me. And sometimes I still fall into this. I'm not perfect. I'm human. So, but understanding life coaching principles helped me to see just how much power I have in every single situation in my life. And when you start to see how powerful you are, oof, it's when just amazing things start entering reality. Number one, the biggest one that I think about is back when I was healing from my kidney transplant. I didn't think that there was any hope when the doctors told me that they would probably have to take my new kidney out because it wasn't working. I felt like I was at the effect of my body. I was at the effect of how the surgery had gone, how the doctors had done the surgery, how they'd procured the kidney, everything. It felt so overwhelming and so exhausting. And I wasn't healing. And I didn't start healing until I started recognizing that I have the power to learn and to grow and to change and to get myself into a healing state where my body who wants to heal can actually heal. That was the most powerful, mind-blowing thing for me. I had to believe ahead of time that it was possible for me to heal when I had no evidence for that. And it was one of the most powerful stances that I took. I didn't tell anybody I was doing this. I just sat there while I was on the couch, barely able to move, needed help getting up the stairs to go to the bathroom. And I went to work on my inner being, thinking and imagining and envisioning a healthy version of myself that could heal from this kidney transplant and could transform lives afterwards. At that time, I just wanted to transform my own children's lives. But now I get to do it for the hundreds of you that are listening to this podcast. That just blows my mind. Number two thing that I learned is that I create my life and my experiences. Again, it's so easy to get stuck into this mindset that things are just happening to me. I am at the effect of whatever anybody else is doing. My circumstances really suck, and there's nothing that I can do about it in this moment. It's so not true. I have seen people that have been in the most dire of circumstances totally transform their lives. I've seen them when for me, I believe that they can do it, but I don't see how they're going to be able to. I've watched clients do this, completely turn their lives around because they got this message.
I am the creator of my life. I get to look at any situation and I have the freedom and the power to choose what I will believe about anything that happens to me. So I get to tell the story that all of this is for me if I want to. It's available to me. Now, this isn't to discount any of the emotions that come up from grieving or processing change. That's not what I'm talking about. Once you have done that work, it's mind-blowing to just understand that you are the creator of your experience. If you want to love your life exactly as it is, your body exactly where she is right now, without her having to change, you could do it right now. That's true power. You are the creator. Number three, I get to decide what I want every day. We operate out of default. We operate out of the patterns of what we've done before, and we keep getting the same results over and over again. This is how it was for me. And when you consciously make a decision to key into your true desires, to not tell them to go away, to listen to what it is you are actually desiring and follow through on that, it is freedom. You get to decide. If you're listening to this podcast, you have so much privilege in your life. I know that you have access to the internet, access probably to a smart device, a mobile device. There's so much power in having those amazing resources available to us. And you get to decide if you're going to buy into the lie of scarcity or start to create a new story of abundance, that there is more than enough time for you to get what you want. There's more than enough resources to help you to do what you have been envisioning with your life, and that the universe is constantly conspiring in your favor. And the fourth thing that I learned was how to be in love with my life and create more of what I love in the process. One of the thoughts that helped me so much at the beginning of my coaching journey was this thought from my coach, Jody Moore. This is my life. This is amazing. And then I would go to work just writing that story of how amazing my life was. What if you did this with your body? What if you talked about all of the incredible things that she has overcome, the challenges that she has undertaken in order to be where she is right now, where you are right now? You could totally be in love with your life, even again, like I was on the couch. Could barely move, could barely get up to go to the bathroom, get myself something to eat, get a drink of water. I learned in that moment how to love my life right then, even when it felt so challenging and so terrible. I went to work loving my body and thanking her, being in gratitude of what she had accomplished going through that surgery, even if we didn't know if it was going to be a success or not. When I learned how to love where I was, it created so much growth. I remember being in the hospital, looking out the 8-story window, out on everybody in University of Michigan, the Ann Arbor campus, everybody out in Ann Arbor, just living their beautiful, wonderful lives, not knowing the pain and discomfort that I was feeling, not knowing if I felt like I would ever get out of that hospital, or if I would have to go on dialysis after my kidney transplant, which I wasn't needing yet. I looked out at all those people and I was so jealous. I just wanted that. And I made a promise to myself that as soon as I was strong enough, I would be out running. I would take care of my body. I would take care of this new organ, and I would help others along the way. That is what a true coach will do. They will help you to see the possibility of what is available to you in your life and hold space for your dreams. Your dreams are capable of happening because you have that dream. It means that it was a desire put there by our heavenly parents. It's such an amazing gift that we have in order to be able to love our lives, to romanticize it. And then once you start to love it, to create even more of what you love. These are the things I've learned from coaching. They have changed me fundamentally as a person and have helped me to grow in my walk with my Savior, with Jesus Christ. Those in conjunction have helped me to create the most amazing life possible. And I know that's possible for you too. All right, have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're looking for a life coach to work with, what are you waiting for? Let's get coaching together today. I hope you have a wonderful week as you take your power back on creating more vitality, energy, and vibrancy in your life today.